Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour and talking about location, location, location. I should not have been at AT&T Park yesterday because it was 103 degrees. I read in the PD today, they said it was only 95. That is BS. Believe me, you know when it's over 100, it's just you can just feel it. It's palpable.
So don't you plan to go to a Giant game preparing for the heat?
Yes. Yes, of course. We had four people from Utah who were sitting in front of us, and they were going, what's with this heat? But it was got to the point. I was there for three innings, and I said, the heck with this. And I got up and walked up into the gallery. My poor wife almost had a heat stroke. They had to get her up to some shade. But I'm telling you, it was pretty, pretty brutal. And then we got on the ferry, came back across the bay. It was fairly cool. Then San Rafael, on the way home, I took a shot of my dashboard. Outside temperature, 110 degrees in San Rafael.
Yeah, it's supposed to cool down a little bit today,
I hope.
But wow.
Yeah. No, you can already tell.
But when you got Santa Rosa higher than Sacramento, and for a while, San Francisco was higher than Santa Rosa.
Oh, crazy.
It was just unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. So it was just totally brutal. And then, I mean, we were actually down. We were in the shade when Henley hit the game-winning run. So we were, thank God, we were going, extra innings. No! No extra innings, guys. We want to get out of here, you know. Get us on the ferry and get us out of here. So it was miserable. So that being said, I have two tickets. Now, I offered these to Joe, but Joe can't go. So I have two tickets for today's game. Plus, now here's the big plus. I've got ferry tickets, all-inclusive package here, and I'm going to give them away. All right? So what we're going to do is take your calls, and it's kind of like come, first serve. But you got to use them. Don't scalp them. You know, don't do any BS like that. So give us a call, but you got to be down here at the station before the end of the hour, okay, to get the tickets. So you've got an hour to get down here. I'll be here at 10, and then I'm getting out of here. So the tickets are for today's game plus ferry tickets. Now, the ferry leaves at 11 o'clock, so you got to be down there by 11 to get on the ferry. Then, obviously, you go across the bay, and it drops you right off at AT&T. And if you've never taken the ferry to the Giants game, it is fabulous. It'll be a lot cooler today than it was yesterday. So,
and we should point out, my phone says the high in San Francisco today is supposed to be 78.
Perfect.
So, weather. So we're not going to have any heat.
Yeah, it's not going to be that incredible heat.
And you know, we should have oiled up on that because I'm trying to get a hold of, trying to get out of my responsibility.
I know. Well, okay. We'll see.
And my daughter is. Please,
please. Can't she take a friend with her or something?
I don't think I could go home.
Yeah. You better not. So anyway, so Joe's trying to get them, but anybody else wants them? Okay. Once again, they're today's game, Giants game. They're all paid for. They're row 15, which is right above the throw the ball in the thing? The
bullpen.
Bullpen. Thank you.
There you go.
Duh. Right above the bullpen.
You need baseball lessons.
Yeah, I know. I was believing my brain is still addled by yesterday.
Oh, it's heated still.
Yeah, it's still heated through. So they're right there. They're beautiful seats, okay? And you can get all the action, plus ferry tickets to the park. So if you want to get these tickets, give us a call, 636-1350, 636-1350. That's always the hotline for the station here, 636-1350. First come, first serve. No scalpers, please. Joe may take him if he gets his daughters going, Daddy, Daddy. So he's trying to get out them some work here. So if Mike DeWald is listening, come on, Mike, do Joe a favor. Come on down here.
I've got a message sent to Mike. Are you busy this afternoon? And he's not answering.
Ah, gee, I wonder why.
And by the way, the reason I'm busy this afternoon is Overtime with Nick and Bob is back today
from 4 to
6. So that show will be on, and Nick and Bob won't be happy if I don't make it. But
the heck with Nick and Bob.
And another programming note to make today. Next week, we will be the pregame show for the first Raiders game.
For the Raiders. Okay, cool. All right. Well, looks like we got a call coming in. So, sorry, Joe. We'll see if that goes. Anyway, so we're going to chat about some interesting goodies today. We're talking about the sales made a great recovery in August.
They don't have to answer a question.
They got the questions they got to answer is to be honest. Don't scalp them. Don't sell them to anybody. Make sure you go.
Two tickets
and two ferry tickets. What, is she making up her mind now?
No, two wasn't enough.
Two wasn't enough. They're free. Jesus, spend a little money for God's sake anyway. Okay, so the tickets are still here, 636-1350. Give us a call. You might even get them, Joe. Who knows? 636-1350. So we're going to chat about sales, but you can also let me tell you how to get a hold of us. Obviously, that number is the line to call in. If you have any questions regarding real estate, if you're perhaps pondering selling your home and wondering what to do to bring it to the market. I've got an ad currently running right now where I'll come out and look at your property and kind of give you some useful, helpful hints, even if you don't use me. So we will see what we get another call. Uh-oh, that's it, Joe. Sorry. But the 636-1350 is the phone number. Of course, it's being used for the tickets right now. All right.
Oh, yeah.
And then also,
he wants to know for serious.
Of course, I got tickets. I don't go on the air and I'm not serious.
Got the two tickets for the ferry. And
we got another call coming in, too. You better make up your mind.
Be here by 10.
I love these guys.
Okay.
We got another call coming in. So if he doesn't want to make up his mind, pick up the other phone. You know, we're not going to wait. All right.
Okay,
so
okay, so what's your name?
All right, good. Okay, so we got the tickets are gone. Okay, cool. All right, come on down. Tell them where we are. Tell them where we are.
You know where we're at, right? No, this is Joe.
Okay, anyway, so.
Okay, just come.
Got to make sure they're gone. Okay. All right, they're gone. All right, cool. All right, good. All right, tickets are gone. Yay, figured our audience would use them. I hope now, hopefully the person is the right person, doesn't scalp them, doesn't sell them, but they're very cool. So anyway, so.
Well, you'd have a hard time selling giant tickets these days anyway.
Yeah, that would be kind of, what am I talking about? Jeez, I think we're in a contention. So the start of football season, Joe said he will be here later on. What time is that program?
4 to 6, Overtime with Nick and Bob, and we're going to be predicting the NFL season, and we'll have some local features too. And to add to next week, I was saying that before the phone rings,
right.
We're going to be the pregame show.
Right. For the Raiders.
The Raiders play at Tennessee to open the season, kickoff at 10 a.m. next Sunday.
Okay, good. And so our wipeout of the week, we started the college football season. What an opener last night. You know, the Seminoles against the Crimson Tide. You know, it was a good game for Alabama. The game sucked, actually. It was pretty sloppy, pretty bad. These guys better get their acts together.
Well, defense.
Defense, special teams and all. That's all Alabama won, but Alabama did win. What was our wipeout score?
And this is a team that used to be in the wipeouts all the time just a couple of years ago as a good team. Pac-12 fans, you know,
I'm a Stanford fan.
Heads up, Oregon's back. They defeated Southern Utah 77-21.
Ooh,
it was 42-21 at the half, and then they got three touchdowns every quarter except the fourth. They sort of let up in the fourth quarter.
I love it. It's our annual humiliation to get big numbers. You know, that's what it is, right? You get big dollars if you go and get your butt kicked. Well, we're going to chat about the sales, like I said, for August. They've been a nice recovery. Plus, we're going to chat about some of the properties that are going around about town. We're going to come back and tell you what guests we got coming up. We got some fabulous guests. You're going to love it. And some really interesting loan programs. That in your calls. Give us a call, 636-1350 or nodumbquestion@gmail.com. I'm Mike Kelly. We are out of Giants tickets. Go, baby. Go, Giants. We'll talk to you in 1 minute.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
And now he has said, even if we have to shut down the government, we're going to pay for the wall.
He said that, which was an incredibly dumb thing to say. Yeah. We're not going to fund his crazy border wall.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home, and I'll show you 3 easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Pengrove, here's FM News Talk Radio, KSRO, on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour. Now, I think we're like in our 22nd year or something like that. So we've been doing this for a long time. And it's great to have you folks all listening. If you're thinking about selling your home, give us a call. You can always contact me after the show. There's nodumbquestion@gmail.com, nodumbquestion@gmail.com. Or you can give me a call on my cell phone, which is 707-322-8503. Some of the guests we got coming up, we talked about it last week, but I want to reiterate. Next week, we changed the date for the gal from Jessica Jones, who's a long-range planner for the city of Santa Rosa. We changed her until next week because this is Labor Day weekend. We figure we may not have the audience we normally do. So we're going to have Jessica on next week. And we're going to talk about the Southeast Greenway Project. And anybody who lives out here in the Southeast, Bennett Valley, anybody who goes up and down Hoenn Avenue, forget it. You're not going to have a freeway that runs right through town. It's not going to happen. That's going to be a greenway. But what kind of greenway it's going to be is going to be a matter of contention. There's currently an EIR that is out now for comment, and she'll come in and tell us all about it. It's been under the works for, gosh, forever. I remember the original folks came to our realtor breakfast, gosh, 7 years ago, and we're chatting about what everybody wanted to see with that. The greenway itself, you know, it'll see what will happen if that's going to be partial housing or if it's going to be all green belt with parks and this kind of thing. So it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. And then on the 24th, and I'll be gone the following week after that for the Monterey Jazz Festival. It's my annual trip down there. I've been going since 1986. So we have a great time. We stay right at downtown Carmel and go to the Jazz Festival Friday and Saturday night, Sunday and Sunday night. I will not be here, and I'm trying to get a guest host. It'll be a surprise. I'll probably announce it next week. So stay tuned for that. And then on the 24th, when I get back, we're going to have Ivan Choi on. And Ivan is a district manager for U.S. Bank. But before that, he was over at Countrywide, B of A vice president, did a lot of worked a lot through the REO market, short sales, this type of thing. And he has a unique perspective on what's going on today in the marketplace. So we're delighted to have Ivan come on. And then my buddy John Duran, who works at Coldwell Banker, he'll come in. and we'll have like this great three-way conversation about what's going on in banking, and that should be very interesting for our listeners. Then October 8th, we're going to have Tim Carroll, and Tim Carroll works with CMG Financial. And they've come up with a very unique product, and it's basically a GoFundMe site, and it's going to be strictly, you know, funding for your down payment. So it's going to kind of a cool program, and the if I don't know how many people remember, we had a program on, oh gosh, Allie and I did it months ago, but I also wrote a column on funding. GoFundMe sites for your down payment, you know, and for improvements for your property, this type of thing. Normally, when you have money and you're getting a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan, it has to be what they call seasoned. You know, you just got to have 50 grand all of a sudden appear in your checking account. It's got to be there for a while. If not, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac thinks, well, heck, you're borrowing that money. We don't want people getting a loan from us. And then also borrowing the down payment, because that's an overstretch for most people, blah, 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 blah. They don't want them to default, all that good stuff. So they put it what they call a seasoning, or they give it like 6 months for it to be used as a down payment, which kind of puts a, you know, a damper on the home buying process. Well, this GoFundMe site, and I spoke briefly with Tim about it, is that they're going to allow non-seasoning. So you could go on, do a GoFundMe site. Say you were going to get married in a destination site like Tahiti or Hawaii is going to cost you 100 grand or something like that, or 50,000 bucks or whatever your parents are going to spend. Now, your parents can always gift you money if you go FHA, this type of thing. But if you're doing a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, they can't. But now you can do a GoFundMe site, and any money that comes out of that, you can use that directly for your down payment, without having to be seasoned at all. So it's kind of a cool program. And CMG Financial kind of put it together and originated it, and it was given Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac approval. So that's kind of cool. So that's going to be an interesting conversation about that. And Tim has been a lender for many years, so I'm sure he'll bring some other insights on that. So some great speakers coming up. Also, we're going to try to, if we can, get a realtor we work with, Ellie I worked with in the past, Kyla Brooke, and she watches the septic regulations like a hawk. She has property up in Villa Grande in, near Monterio, and they're coming down with their regulations, and they're pretty onerous. It has a lot to do with creeks and water and rivers. You need to be 600 feet away from those. If you're not, then you're basically, your septic system has to be made, you know, and they're going to start doing inspections made suitable for habitation. There's a lot of cesspools still in Guerneville and in Monterio, Rio Nido, all along the river there. And it also affects properties as high as Cloverdale, because Cloverdale and Healdsburg all run on right along the river. And then it just whips out, you know, down through Forestville, Maribel Park, and out that way. So all those properties around there, if you're 600 feet within those systems or that river, which are a lot of properties, believe me, you're going to have to really demonstrate your system is working, and they're going to have an ongoing investigations and this kind of thing. So this is that statewide thing they're kind of cracking down on. So I'm going to get her on and have a discussion about that, try to fit her in sometime. We may have her come on the week I'm gone in for Monterey. So it'll be really interesting to see how that's going to work, because that'll affect your deals in escrow and all sorts of stuff. So be mindful of that, okay? But I'm looking forward to the Greenway chat next week. There's a number of websites, and I'll put them on our Facebook site. Right now my blog is being having some difficulty with that, as far as with GoDaddy and all that kind of stuff and the registration. So we'll be posting most everything on the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly, and you can go on that, and please like us on that. We're video streaming live, so if you wish to see me in person, hello, you can go to Facebook, the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly, and look on there. Then I'll be posting most of these guests, and there's three great links that I've posted on there already, I believe, on the Facebook account. You can go check out. Okay, so check that out, and we'll be cool. Okay, so the I've been looking around town quite a bit. There's a lot of building going on. There's a lot of ground movement, this kind of stuff. Now, we had David Gouin on, who's basically took over the redevelopment agency for the city of Santa Rosa. And, that's his bailiwick is building, getting permits out there, the whole approval process. And, you know, he made a bold statement on the show that they're going to try to do 1,000 permits a year for building. And, you know, I think they did 250 last year. So you can see they're pretty far behind. I spoke with a gentleman who has a really great insight into what's going on with the building industry. And he's kind of like my secret insider guy. So I'm going to keep his name anonymous. But we were chatting about just what's being built. And he's got really good insight. The old golf course, remember that hideous golf course driving range, Joe, on Highway 12, where somebody approved those nets? I mean, it was – talk about a planning. Ugh, I mean, that was just so horrible. Those are going to be –
it didn't look that good either.
What's that?
It didn't look
that good. Oh, it looked hideous. Yeah. I mean, oh, my God, it was just an eyesore. It didn't last very long either. It was a lot of money for very little return. But that whole site is now being – if you've driven by there, it's being – you know, the ground's being worked. That's going to be 180 apartments. So, we could use some apartments, which is, you know, we need affordable housing. It'll be interesting how they're going to do the entry, because that getting into that site, I don't know if you ever went there, it was real.
I actually work right there.
Did you really?
Where the trucks are cut. About 2 weeks ago, the trucks were a constant flow going through.
Right?
It's
yep.
on Hampton
yeah.
off
yeah.
Roseland.
Yeah.
yeah. I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, because they going in there looks horrible.
They've got to make another entrance. Yeah, there's just that road is just so
yeah.
thin.
Yeah. So hopefully they'll come up with a better entrance. But that'll be 180 units there, and then there's a lot of stuff going on Fulton Road too, which you probably noticed a lot of ground work going on there, and the. Those projects are kind of, let's see, they're kind of in the groundbreaking phase right now. Let's see, what did he say that was? I think he said 160 houses going in there. So that'll be interesting to see. And then there's also another one down the street near Fulton. So those are all going to be, you know, pretty major subdivisions. There's one coming up on Dutton Avenue, which is going to be 140 houses, and that should be a price point of $400,000, which is, you know, really affordable. I did the numbers of the active listings and just what percentages are and what price points. We'll talk about that in a minute. So it'll be good to see something in the 400s because there's very little properties on the market now. And then, obviously, down in the, you know, in the city of Verner Park, which is just going gangbusters down there, the University District, there are going to be 1,100 homes, 180 of 200 that are built, plus there's going to be a whole bunch more. So that's going to be like a 5 or 6 year, you know, build up. So we'll take a break, come back more with the Real Estate Hour. Give us a call, 636-1350, 636-1350. I'm Mike Kelly. We'll be right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
FM News Talk Radio. North County 103.5. South County 94.5. KSRO.
Coast disaster. Texas Governor Greg Abbott at Hyde Park Baptist Church in Austin taking part in a National Day of Prayer service, saying although there are still parts of the state underwater, the rebuilding phase has already started.
Texans don't wait to get back to work. in the restoration process. They've already begun.
Right now, this creative thinking is being put into action in Houston.
We have a 2 14-foot kayak.
Joe Ferris raced out here with his friend Greg Willis from 3 hours away in Georgetown, Texas.
Grew up out in this area, and it's just tough to watch these people dealing with all this without pitching in.
This West Houston neighborhood sits right near reservoirs that are going to keep releasing water for days, so the kayaks have now become moving vans. These guys are helping residents ferry valuables, furniture, and keepsakes.
Mainly it was, you know, pictures.
The biggest surprise, the smiles.
It's just shocking, really, to us. Everyone we met was just upbeat with 4 feet of water in their house.
Brad Milkey, ABC News, Houston.
Gulf Coast disaster. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home, and I'll show you 3 easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
We're at the tail end of a heat wave. Today, blue skies at 97, 79 on the coast. Partly cloudy tonight, low 62, 60 on the shores. A bit cooler for your Monday, a few clouds at 88, 75 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, a bit cooler at 85, 71 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on the news in Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO, 94.5 FM, 103.5 FM, and KSRO.com. And also live, hello folks, video streaming on Facebook, the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. We have a call from Sherry asking about waterways. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning to you. I'm wondering about the natural waterways. We did a lot of, let's just say, excavating for the vineyards, and we did a lot of that, like up in Fountain Grove. We did a lot over there in Annandale State Park. The Christofferson homes, of course, the beautiful homes over there, over there off Bray Road,
right,
and
right.
What is that? Montgomery Drive, what have you, over there, East Santa Rosa. It's really sad to say, but amazing. Like with Condiotti, the developer, he was a fear for his daughter's life, and supposedly blew his own brains out on the bank in L.A. Then we have Christofferson, who was afraid for his sister's life. What we need to do is give an S to the RICO Act and give it a fact. And these assholes are crazy.
Okay. Thank you for that, Sherry. This is why you don't leave the microphone, Joe, when people are speaking. That was Sherry, who had a distinct opinion on her own. Hopefully we might have caught that. But, yeah, Sherry, you know, don't call our show and say those kind of things. Okay, we'd appreciate it. Thank you very much. You can call the Press Democrat, and I'm sure they'll be glad to hear your stories about whatever you were talking about. But she had called in under the guise of natural waterways and all this kind of thing. And in the city, I'll just say that the city is in the state, believe me, are extremely sensitive to any waterways, to any large valley oak trees, to California tiger salamander, all that kind of good stuff. So the days of just doing what you want as far as development is concerned, believe me, as every developer will tell you, are extremely limited by the natural resources of the area in which they are developing. So I do not know where she was going with that. But anyway, she obviously has something, an axe to grind. So the so getting back to the some of the properties that are being developed. So we're seeing, you know, maybe, and this gentleman I was talking to, he said, you'll be lucky if you do 750, okay, for the permits, all right? So the thing about it is that, you know, getting that many people to build at the height of the market when things are going crazy, they might have about had 1,100 or 1,400 homes per year being built. But that was when we had more land available. There's a lot of tentative maps out there right now that are still not viable as far as building. This one project he was telling me on Dutton Avenue, it's been 14 years in the making. So, you know, anybody who tells you that, oh, you developers, they got the, you know, the ear of David Gouin and the city of Santa, that could not be further from the truth. These guys hold on to these properties for a long time. They go through all sorts of hoops. Obviously, it's still profitable or they want to do it. But a lot of these times, these developers, this could be the third or fourth guy that owns the property because one just can't make a go of it. He sells it off. And another guy tries it. He can't do it. He sells it off. And then, you know, with the downturn, these guys paid a lot of money for those lots back in 2000, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And they're still not viable for what they paid for the lots when it comes down to the product they need to build in that area. So, you know, we will see what happens. We're trying to get this gentleman onto the show, but if not, he'll give me, you know, updates about once a month on what's going on with the building. So we'll try to keep you guys informed also. So let's talk about sales. Sales are up. Yay! Currently right now we have 824 active listings. Interest rates are still right around that 4% mark, a little bit under. So, you know, the rates are still good, thank gosh, because, if, you know, the only bubble we could possibly foresee would be, you know, the interest rates going up. And if the interest rates go up, then, you know, all bets are off. We'll see what would happen to the market. Because the reason our market is sustainable now is because we have rates that are 4 and under 4% for a lot of people. And if it was up to 5.5% to 6%, then those payments start getting much more higher, and we may eliminate a whole bunch of buyers from the marketplace. But right now, if you look at the sales we had, which was very cool, we're at 497 so far, and agents have a tendency to sandbag the – not sandbag, but they just they close files and then they report the sale. So the escrow could have already closed, you know, back in August, but they're waiting to get their paperwork done. And then usually when they get that done and they get paid, they usually report the sale. So we'll probably kick that up. The number right now is about 497, but that should hopefully go over 500, which would be the second time this year, yay, that we had 500. So that's good to see after the abysmal July. I mean, July, just we had 402 sales. So I don't know what happened in July. I think everybody went on vacation or gosh knows what. But they came roaring back, which is good to see. Inventory is still down. Inventory is really not making, you know, any major headway. 824 listings is really not all that much to look at. Interesting enough, you know, I ran the percentages because I was kind of curious as to, you know, the price points in the California Association of Realtors does this also, where they kind of segmentize the market and they're trying to see just where the activity is. And you can go through the state and obviously certain price points are more activity than others. And we happen to be the kind of the upper tier when it comes to our price points. And this has happened in the last, say, 3 years. So I'm just going to briefly kind of go through this. So 0 to 199,000. Right now, active listings, we have one. Joe's going, no, I don't like that. 200,000 to 299. Okay, we have seven. That's it. All right, 300 to just 399,000. There are only 21 active listings. So under $400,000, we have basically 29 listings in the entire county that are single-family detached houses. These are not condos. These are single-family detached. Okay, 400 to 499, we have 57. 500 to 749,000, we have 244. So you can see where the price points are, okay, where the really hot active market is. And then 752, just under a million, is 148. over $1 million. We have 41% of the market is over $1 million. All right. So right now we're looking at over $1 million to like just under two. There's 23. And then, there's 193, and then 2 million and above, there's 150 properties that are in excess of $2 million, okay? So the thing about it is that the sales, okay, are there, thank gosh, but the inventory, when it breaks down to, you can see that it's that, you know, middle and upper tier, you know, properties that are really getting where the market is. Now, if you drop down and look at the sales, okay, the sales are pretty much kind of the same kind of trend where we have most of the sales happening in, you know, up the 500 to 750 range. There's 259 sales, 84, 750 to a million, and then 70 above a million and 13 above 2 million. So you can see that the activity we have is mid to upper tier price points. But the nice thing about it is that we did have a nice comeback with sales. So I expect it to go over 500, which hopefully will match June's numbers, which was about 518 sales. The REO market, guys, it's gone. It's goodbye. The REO, which was stood for real estate owned. Any short sales, any of that kind of stuff. The matter of sales, there were basically four sales last month for REOs or short sales. There's currently 1.7% of the market is REO or short sales. At one time, it got as high as 60, 65%. So you can see that market's long gone, which is very cool. Default rates are super low. The default rates have been under 1% now for about the last 3 or 4 months as far as total foreclosures are concerned, those properties that are in foreclosure. And if you remember the Big Short, when he was, you know, writing those numbers on the wall when he left his office at the end, it was up to like, at, you know, 19, 20%, some incredible number. So those days are long gone, which is kind of very, very cool to see. So we were kind of wondering just, you know, obviously where the inventory is coming from. And, you know, a lot of us are still shaking our heads. We really don't know. You know, when it's going to shake out, when the average time to hold onto a property is now 10 years, it's a long time to wait, you know, to put your home on the market. But a lot of people are aging in place, as we've talked about on the show before, and they are really, you know, holding on to things. That's why, you know, a lot of the stores, Friedman Brothers, you know, Home Depot, Lowe's, they're just going crazy right now because people are refinancing. The payments are cheap when you have the current rates you do. They pull some money out. They can go ahead and do all sorts of projects to their property. A lot of people are saying, okay, if I move up, I'm going to have a bigger tax bill. I have my old maybe Proposition 13 tax thing. So, you know, why should I do that? Well, we're going to come back, take a break, and we're going to kind of revisit Proposition 60 and 90 because a lot of you folks have asked us questions about that. So we'll chat about that, how you can take your old tax base with you. So we'll take a break, come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly. We'll be right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Tom Shalhoub Show.
I'm a little weary of national solutions to what I think could be problems dealt with by individuals, by communities. You know, we were talking about the statues.
Early afternoons right before the drive on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you got to call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home, and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings,
every 30 minutes all the time
on FM News Talk Radio,
103.5 FM
and 94.5 FM,
KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning once again. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour. We do apologize for that one person who called and kind of got under. Joe was running off to do something else, and then she got – nobody was at the board to hit the quiet mic, which we do. We usually have a delay on these shows, but we apologize for that. And anything said on the show, by the way, is the opinion of Mike Kelly, not that of station management of KSRO.
I don't think that was.
That wasn't my opinion. So let's talk about Proposition 1690. People call us all the time with questions on this, and it's not really that difficult. There are some issues when it comes down to, you know, which is which, okay? And so, you know, the thing people need to understand is that 60 is the intra-county. That means within the county itself. So if you have a house in Broder Park and you move to Santa Rosa and you use your Proposition 60, that's an intercounty. Then we have the counties where you can go out. That's Proposition 90 and transfer to another county, which are very rare and few between. There's only, I think, 11 counties. Alameda, Orange, San Diego, Tuolumne, which is a nice area, El Dorado, Riverside, San Mateo, Ventura, Los Angeles, San Bernardino, and Santa Clara. Some of these counties, you'd really be, I mean, it would probably be an amazing, when you think about the prices, but you have to buy, see, unfortunately, you have to buy at your level or lower. So we would probably exclude from that San Mateo, Ventura, Santa Clara counties, maybe Alameda, San Diego probably too, Orange County for darn sure. So there's very little counties where you could actually make that transfer of equal or lesser value, and that's the key. So you got to remember that, and people forget that all the time. And the thing about it is that, you know, you can either close, if you close like – kind of like simultaneously, you close your escrow, right? Or you're buying a property and you close your escrow, then you buy that property. Or if you go ahead and you buy your property and then close your house afterwards, there's kind of a difference in how much of a leeway you can get, all right? And the thing is that the 5% rule, which is basically you sell your house, then you have a year, all right, to get into the next property, and you get a 5% bump. Then you can also go beyond that if you say you're building construction and this kind of thing, and you get like 10%. So you're selling a house for $600,000. If you sell it and then close on your deal, okay, then you're like you can get a 5% jump, which is like $630,000. So, but it's got to be equal or lesser, or you get that little 5% jump. All right, you can't go from $600,000 to $900,000. All right, you can't move on up, as they say. So it's designed for people who want to keep their tax base. You got to be 55 or older. And it's only a one-time kind of deal. So the assessor's offices are the people to talk to about this if you're at all confused. But it's a great program. You know, we've had some clients that are seniors that have been in their home for years and years and years, and they go to sell, and their tax base is substantially less than what they would be paying for, you know, a move up property, I mean, on a $600,000 sale, your taxes are going to be $6,000. It's probably just a tad over that. So if you're coming from a tax base of, say, $2,500 or $3,000, which there's plenty of them out there, you know, that extra 50% in savings is pretty substantial for somebody who's on a fixed income or retired, this kind of thing. So just remember which are which, and there are certain time frames you have in which to make good on the move. All right, like I said, you can get all that information at the assessor's office. And, oh, by the way, Bill Rousseau announced that he's retiring from the being our chief assessor and clerk, recorder, assessor, and elections chief for the past 5 years. And he did a great job. I've known Bill for, gosh, since going back to our Merrill Lynch days back in 78 or 79. And so he's going to be retiring, not running for office. So it'll be he's done a great job. He's been on the show here many times before, and we'll see who takes over from him and who's going to be running. We're going to have a presentation at a realtor breakfast, I think sometime in September, and we're going to have Greg Walsh, who's the his chief appraiser. We're going to try to get Greg on the show too and chat with him about the numbers, the new numbers, which are all good for the county, because remember that most of the expenditures that we do from the county is brought about because of the taxes we have. Okay, so the property taxes are doing very well. Thank you very much. But remember that Proposition 60, that's the intra, okay, county. Then Proposition 90 is the county to county, which you might as well forget about it because there's very few counties where you can go ahead and take your base into another county. I don't know about Tuolumne. We should look that up. Joe, why don't you pull up houses in Tuolumne County? I mean, where's Tuolumne? That's where Yosemite is, isn't it?
How do you spell
it? Tuolumne? You know how to spell Tuolumne? Should be running the tip of your tongue there. Tuolumne, let's see. Tuolumne. Yeah, Tuolumne, there it is. So keep that in mind, you guys, when you go to sell your property. And it's always a good deal. You have to make sure that you let the county aware of that. And there's a process to use. There's a form you can use to do that. So just go to the county assessor's office and you'll see all that good stuff. There's some really good people down there. If you call down there, you can ask for Sean Nurmi, who's a really good guy, really very helpful desk there. You know, and a lot of the times, you know, if you're doing – you know, a stepped-up basis for a time of death. I just did one for a property back in 2014. And one of my accountants called me, and she was trying to, you know, get an estate settled. But to do that, she needed to get the time of death. And anybody who has an estate situation where somebody has passed away, you need to determine the valuation at that time of death. We had one, gosh, a couple of years ago where the father had passed away like 10 years ago. So it was really kind of a forensic, you know, appraisal dive to get into the information and try to put a valuation. We have in our MLS a archive situation. But if you can't have access to that, you can go down to the county and you can start, you know, working down there. And I used actually Sean on that project, and we were able to kind of go back and find some recent – or not recent, excuse me, not recent sales, but sales of that price point, you know, in that area they were looking for to do this 10-year-old time of death. So you need that for your taxes. So what we always tell everybody is to hold on to your what they used to call the HUD-1. These are your settlement papers. So anybody who's purchased a home this year, you need to keep that document close to you, because when you go to do your taxes for this year, your accountant's going to say, did you buy any property? And you'll say, yeah, we did. We bought a house from Mike. Here it is right here. And he told us to bring this down to you. Because there are certain things on there you can write off on your what they call the HUD one or the closing statement. Some things you can't. Some things you have to capitalize out or spread them out over years to get the deduction. But, you know, owning a home, guys and gals, is one of the best deductions we still have. The interest rate is probably the best thing that people have, though currently right now, with the rates the way they are, the interest, obviously the payments aren't as large as they are, or they could be. So when you, excuse me?
Well, what did you want to know about Tuolumne?
They have like a medium Tuolumne, medium home price?
It just says 1089 homes for sale.
Well, that's big help, Joe. Find me a price, will you?
Well, the first one is $2,750,000.
I think you need to go the other way.
Okay, let me check.
Yeah. Just look up medium home price, Tuolumne County. So, live radio, folks. Joe is furiously typing away there, keeping his eye on the clock and everything else.
Making me work too hard.
I'm making you work too hard. You darn right.
I already blew Giants
tickets.
Yeah,
offered you Giants tickets.
I can't go home.
Jeez, really? Tell me about it, you know? Gosh, his daughter's going to kill him. We did have somebody come down and get the tickets, so it was very cool. So they're going to have a good time.
Here's what it says right at the medium list price per square foot is $183.
Okay.
And the median price currently listed is $286,000.
Okay, so that would probably be a good county if you were going to retire. Now, where in the heck is that? That's where Yosemite is, right?
I don't see Yosemite, but
out of Fresno,
it looks like about 30 miles east of Modesto.
Yeah, okay, it's up in the hills.
Stockton and Merced, that area. Fresno's a little farther south.
Yeah. So I think it's getting up into...
Actually, you're right. There's Yosemite National Park. Yeah. It's part of it.
There you go. Ta-da.
So you knew before I even posted.
Well, I was just because I was there last year, so I was trying to think. So that's maybe one area you could take your old tax base to, which would be very kind of cool. But then again, if you're buying a house for $200,000, what the heck do you need your old tax base for? You may want to just leave it here because it's probably going to be cheaper. There, because the cost of the house is cheaper than probably what your taxes are. So remember, in California, we're all paying the same kind of taxes. In some areas, there's things called mellow roofs. The Roner Park area where they're building all those homes, the University District, we understand, all those properties have mellow roofs. So you're paying probably 1.1% for taxes, and then you're going to be paying a number on top of that. I don't know exactly how much that number is for the University District, but usually it's the cost of the development for all the improvements that is usually passed on to you through the mellow roofs. So you're kind of like paying a lot more than the normal person's paying for taxes because you're paying for the infrastructure that went into that university district. So just keep that in mind. So make sure when you buy something, and this is where your realtor helps you out, your local expert, he'll say, yeah, if you buy this property, you're going to be paying this much in taxes, but you're also going to be paying a mellow roof on top of that, okay? So make sure you're mindful of that. Okay, guys, so we'll be back next Sunday. We're going to have our gal who's going to be speaking on the Greenway Project, Jessica Jones from the City of Santa Rosa. She's a long-range planner. She'll be here next week. It should be a great conversation. She'll be in the studio all hours. So if you have any questions, you can check that out. If you want to just see what's going on with it, there's southeastgreenway.org. southeastgreenway.org, and that'll probably steer you to other things that's going on. This has been the Real Estate Hour. If you want to work with me or talk about selling your house, give me a call, 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503. We'll see you next Sunday on the Real Estate Hour.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com. The preceding...